Mark Maron back here on Air America's Morning Sedition with Mark Riley and Sue Ellicott. You know, and I just got something in from our producer. This is actually press from today. The Vatican today barred lay people from giving homilies. Is that how you say it?
Homilies.
Yeah. Homilies, barring non-Catholics from taking communion and doing things like our daily devotional. We've been barred from.
So you're done.
The Vatican's banning outsourcing. Is that what we think?
Yeah, kinda. I guess. I didn't know there was a mad rush for non-Catholics to take communion and do other holy things. But
well,
you know,
why are they doing that?
I don't know, Sue. I didn't read the whole story. I was just
the producer just said read the first sentence.
No, it had direct connection to my morning devotional.
Oh,
because you
sorry.
See what? Have you made that connection yet? That the reason I was saying it is because I was setting up the morning devotional.
I'm sorry. It's just too early. Give me a call.
So that means that maybe we can't do that. You know what? Let's go ahead and do it.
Come on.
Today's morning devotional. Each day on Morning Sedition, we join hands and humbly ask the Heavenly Father for his guidance in the coming day. Oh, higher Father, we offer this prayer for John Kerry to aid in his search for a vice presidential running mate. People have been talking about Max Cleland, John Edwards, or Bill Richardson. Good guys. Even John McCain, though that's getting a little Vietnam heavy for my tastes. He and Kerry would be like seeing the Deer Hunter in Full Metal Jacket back to back. But someone with a little bit of charisma wouldn't kill him. Lord, like maybe someone like Hillary Clinton, only male from the South and not Hillary Clinton. Or someone like Howard Dean, only from a swing state, taller and not Howard Dean. Because this is important stuff, Lord. Al Gore was in trouble, then he picked Lieberman, and now we're in trouble. I guess what I'm trying to say is, Lord, deliver us from all Liebermans. Amen. And I don't know what the Pope's going to say about that, but, you know, there it is. It's done. God's will be done.